Sunday night reminds me that Monday morning is coming, and every Monday morning I have a job to do. And I got to get up and do it. I have a number of things I do on Monday. It's a take-in day. But my first job on Monday is to go get all the trash in our house from every room where we have trash bins and barrels and, you know, those kind of things, and put it in a big trash bag. And then we have a huge trash container out front of our house that is on wheels. It's so big that the garbage man won't deal with it. So I don't put it out there for garbage. But what I do every Monday, just before the trash guys come on Monday, is you got me that trash company. They're still helping me, Liberty there, and we you told me about it. And they and I put all the big trash bags in this humongous trash container and wheel it out all the way to the road, right across my lawn, and wheel out the road. And then I take out with one mighty hand each bag and take it out and put the bags right there. And then the trash guy gets it shortly after that. So I don't even need to put it in smaller trash cans and so forth. But that is my job, and I must say I do it. And as I'm thinking about that, I believe that that time has come for the United States. I believe that we are now at that point, and therefore I feel compelled to preach this message tonight. It won't be a long message to my notes here, but a message tonight, and it's very simply entitled, "It's Time to Take Out the Trash." It's time to take out the trash. And I believe that's the case in the United States. I believe it's been building up in our government for many years since World War II, I believe, and it's coming out more and more. They're still not giving it all out, but it's coming out that the CIA killed President Kennedy, and Johnson was involved in ordering that and so forth. But it's time to take out the trash. All of these things have built up. It's been stinking for a long time. We have smelled the stink of it. We have smelled the stench of it. And we've been praying to God about it, where God says in his word, wilt thou not avenge God's elect, which cry unto him day and night. And I believe God does hear the cries of his people. He did it to Pharaoh in Egypt when they cried to him, didn't they? And they cried out and they groaned and they cried and God heard them. And it had been 430 years. And it was bad. And God said, okay, I'm going to take out the trash in Egypt. And he did. And then he saved Israel. And so I believe it's been about since the end of World War II. In 1945, 55, 65, 75, 85, 95, 2005, 2015, 2000, 80 years. It's been 80 years since the end of World War II, and that's when the trash really began to build up in this country as folks came into our country after World War II and got us involved in the United Nations. Boy, I tell you, the United Nations is trash. I would just like to see Trump pull us out of the United Nations. NATO is trash. We need to get out of NATO. I believe it's trash anymore. It's now pushing for a world government. It's push. And listen, God doesn't want a world government. God wants our country to be our country, and God wants each country to be its country. Satan wants a world government. He pushed for it in Genesis 10 and Genesis 11 and so forth. And God stopped it with the Tower of Babel, and he brought down the confusion of languages, and God judged it, my friend, and he's going to judge it again during the day of the Lord. But I believe that we prayed for a what? One of the men tell me, what have we prayed for? Brother Matt?
A reprieve.
Yeah, a reprieve. And something else, Sarge?
A revival.
A revival. And something else, Brother Bob, what is it? A mini day of the Lord. That's the bingo right there. He hit it. A mini day of the Lord. And I don't like, thank you, Brother Z, I don't like the word mini when it comes to skirts. Amen? But I do like the word mini when it comes to the day of the Lord. And I believe that we are in that mini day of the Lord where what have we prayed for? For God to push back the devil's timeline. Do you know what the globalist timeline is? Agenda, they're going for it right now. Agenda what? 2000 what? Sarge? Yes, Agenda 2030. Say that with me. Agenda 2030. You need to be against that. You need to be against it, to pray against it, to stand against it. People say, oh, you shouldn't preach on politics. I ain't preaching on politics. I'm preaching on prophecy.
Amen. Right.
It's the Word of God.
Yeah.
And it's time that some people get some discernment in Christianity and stop being so dumb. Jesus put it this way. You can discern the weather. You can discern it. And you can know, you know, when it's... whatever. I'm not going to screw that one up, so I won't even say it. But you can discern the weather, but you can't, Jesus said, discern the signs of the times. And I'm sick and tired of believers that are ignoramuses when it comes to what's going on in the world around them, and they have no discernment. And how are you going to be when we really do get into the 70th week? How are you going to be then? Because you're not going to recognize it. You don't see it, and you don't know what's going on. So I determine I'm going to preach on it. And when I say I'm going to preach on it, people try to stop me. And people have tried to stop me. And some of the people aren't even here anymore because I don't care. Because I'm not stopping.
Good.
I am going to say what you need to hear. Because you need to hear it. And Paul said, I didn't shun to declare to you the whole counsel of God. And this is a message tonight that may rub some people the wrong way. And if it rubs you the wrong way, you know, it's like that one pastor said about a cat. If you're rubbing the cat the wrong way, he said, turn that cat around. Turn that cat around. So if your fur is being rubbed the wrong way, turn around and you'll say amen. And so I'm talking to you tonight on it's time to take out the trash. And I want to ask you to turn to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Tom, good to see you tonight. Amen. Mark chapter 11. It's time to take out the trash. Amen. And amen. All right. So, Brother Steve, show Tom where the buckets are. It's time to take out the trash tonight. No, I'm just kidding. And so, Mark chapter 11. And I want to say three things about that tonight. Time to take out the trash. Three things about that from Mark chapter 11. Number one, as Jesus taught you to do by faith. If we're going to see the trash taking out, if we're going to see a mini day of the Lord, it's going to be because somebody has some faith, or some people have some faith in God. And I would like you to notice in Mark chapter 11, I'll read the scripture. It says in Mark 11, 13, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, that's Jesus, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And it was the time when he hoped he would have some figs on it and he would be able to eat because he was hungry. And he went to get some figs and there's no figs there. And Jesus was upset about that. And so what he did was he pronounced a curse upon that fig tree. And I'd like you to notice in Mark 11 and verse number 14, I'll read it, you can follow. It says, and Jesus answered and said unto it, the fig tree, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. So he cursed the fig tree. And he said, okay, you didn't give me figs when I was hungry, and therefore you disappointed me. You just had leaves on the fig tree. And you know what leaves on a fig tree represent. If you know your Bible, you know what leaves on a fig tree represent. When you have no fruit and you have leaves, what does that represent? Self-righteousness. Remember Adam and Eve? They covered their sense of sin and shame and nakedness with fig leaves. And those fig leaves, they made aprons that covered the front, but it didn't cover the back. And they wound up mooning everybody. And so they weren't covered by the fig tree. And you know what? That shows us that the best we can do is not good enough. If it's 98% or 90% or 50%, that's not going to get you into heaven. That's not going to get you by God. You need to have, listen to me, the very perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ applied to your account. It's 100% righteousness. I'm so glad I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground. Where are you standing tonight? Are you into Christ? Is your faith into Christ? You know, Pastor Ware used to say, and I'll say it, faith always looks without. If you look within for righteousness, you're not going to find it, my friend. It's just self-righteousness. It's just fig leaves. It won't cover a nakedness. You need the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. And so it's by the blood of Jesus that our sins are washed away, the righteousness of Jesus, that we stand complete and we stand perfect before God. And so we're reminded of that as Jesus came up to this fig tree. But he came up to the fig tree, and it says that the time of figs was not yet. And so the figs weren't there. And I wonder if one of the men can tell me, what else the fig tree, not the leaves, but the fig tree, what that represents in prophecy. The very fig tree. One of the men, I wonder if you know what the fig tree represents in prophecy. All right, Brother Matthew, go ahead.
Israel.
Yes, he's absolutely right. It represents the nation of Israel. And it said the time, listen, and the time of figs was not yet. All right, it was not yet. Why was it not yet? Listen, Israel was trusting in their own righteousness. Israel hadn't come to the point to recognize Jesus as their Messiah and put their faith in him so that they could be made righteous and they could be blessed of God, and the kingdom of God would have come to earth right then and there. Right then and there, Satan, you know, would have been done out. But Israel wasn't ready to accept their Messiah. I'm here to tell you tonight, they will be ready. I'm here to tell you tonight, the kingdom is coming. And God's will is going to be done on earth as it is in heaven. When you get saved, heaven comes down and glory fills your heart and you're going to heaven. But when Israel as a nation gets saved, I'm telling you, Christ is coming down and heaven's going to be on earth. And that's where I do agree with Jehovah's Witness. It's going to be peace on earth, goodwill toward men, 1,000 years of peace. And I'm just saying to you that when Jesus cursed that fig tree, there was a prophecy there in that action. And the prophecy was that Israel is going to be cursed, because they did not accept their Messiah. And they, you say, Israel's going to be cursed. Nobody can curse Israel. Jesus can. Yeah, it's getting quiet in here. He cursed Israel. But not totally. Not totally. He cursed that generation because they did not bring forth the fruit of new life in Jesus Christ. By the way, thank God, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you have righteousness applied to your account and you're perfect in the eyes of God. You're certainly not perfect on earth, but God is bringing forth his fruit in your life. And I was so glad I preached today, and people came forward and people got right with God in their life. got sin out of their life, got things in their life that they need to do. You know, you and I need the preaching of the Word of God. And that will help us to be fruitful for God. And that's what God wants you to experience in your life. And so Jesus came up to this fig tree, and the Bible says it didn't bear fruit, and he was hungry, just like he was hungry for Israel to accept him. Didn't he say, as a hen gathers her chicks, I wanted to gather you to myself? And he said, but you would not, Israel. And now he knew judgment would fall on Israel, and he was hungry for that. And he was physically hungry for figs, and that's a picture of his hunger. And boy, is Jesus hungry tonight for you to live for God? Is Jesus hungry tonight for you to bear fruit for God? Is Jesus hungry for tonight for you to have your faith in God and to trust in his grace? Listen, we can't live this Christian life. We can't serve God. But you step out in faith and Jesus will do it through you, in you, and through you. He will do it. He's just looking for somebody. So it's time to take out the trash which is taught to you by Jesus, and to do it in Mark 11, he says, to do it by faith. And so when Jesus pronounced that judgment on the fig tree, they went about their own business, and overnight they spent the night sleeping and so forth. And then the Bible says the next morning something happened. I want you to go to verse 20 of Mark 11. I'll read it. You follow. It said, And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Now they were amazed. He had cursed that fig tree. It had lush, lavish green leaves. The day before, they slept overnight. Now in the morning, they're walking by that same fig tree, and it is shriveled up. And the disciples were amazed, but Peter's the one, you know, he's always the one to speak up. And Peter spoke up, and he said, in effect, he said, Master, he said, you just cursed that fig tree, and look, it's withered away. What an amazing thing that is. And so it died overnight. Now, Jesus invited his disciples to have faith in God. He said the lesson here, if you want to see a fig tree wither like that fig tree withered overnight, you need to have faith in God to get that done. And I believe that, and I am in this message inviting you, God's people, to have faith in God to take out the trash in America. To have faith in God to make the deep state wither. To have faith in God to make the shadow government wither. To have faith in God, I tell you, to make the mainstream, lamestream media wither. To have faith in God, you see, to judge the systems of evil that have been controlling America and assassinating presidents and so forth and doing all the dirty work in the world since World War II, to have faith in God to do it. My mother was asking me tonight, telling me about a problem. She said, what would you do in this situation? It's a big problem, and a family problem that has to do not with my family here, but my relatives. I said I would fast, and I would pray, and I would get some people to fast, and I would get some people to pray that had faith in God and lay hold of God. And that's what I believe we need to do. You say, why? Because it's time to take out the trash in America, and God's people need to know it's time to take out the trash, just like Jesus knew it was time to curse the fig tree, because that generation of Israel were going to reject him, and they needed the judgment to come. And did it wither? Oh, yes, it did. AD 70, the Romans came down, and when I went to Israel, I saw the stones and the rocks and the destruction that was brought. I saw Masada, where the Jews held out, but they were taken down because God did it, you see. And I don't believe it's time for God to curse America right now. I've said this for some years. How many have heard me say that? I don't believe that's time for that. I believe it's time for God to curse the systems of evil over America and to open the door for the gospel and to bring in a golden age of opportunity. And I'm glad you're here tonight and you're not missing out on this. Amen and amen. Praise God. I'm saying it's time to take out the trash, just like it was time for Jesus to do that when he came. And so here's what he said. Jesus said, have faith in God. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I remember we had prayer meetings in 2020 for the election. And especially after we saw that the election was stolen in 2020. I said especially after we saw the election was stolen in 2020. And we had prayer meetings and we fasted and we prayed every Monday for... How long was it, man? 10 weeks, about? About 10 weeks. We just kept that up and kept that up and kept that up. How many were there for those prayer meetings? Amen. And you had a part. And what we were doing, we were praying that God would take that theft back, that stolen election back, and put Donald Trump in the White House. And we said, he is the duly elected president. The guy that's in there is a usurper. He's an Adonijah, like David, had Adonijah go on the throne after he was old, and it was supposed to be Solomon. And so you had two kings, Adonijah and Solomon, but only one real king. One was an imposter, right? Adonijah was the imposter. And I said, that's what we got. We got an imposter in the White House. And now we're finding out that he was an imposter all that time. The guy wasn't even able to sign the pardons. They had an auto pen to it because the guy wasn't even able, and a lot of things were signed he had no knowledge of. My, oh my, it was a fake presidency. Yep. We're knowing that more and more. It's all coming out. And I remember one of the guys at one of our prayer meetings, a 10-week prayer meeting, he prayed this prayer, Mark 11, 22-23. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And you know what? I determined right then and there I was not going to doubt God. And we stopped the prayer meeting after 10 weeks, and I said, I believe God's heard us. He's going to do it. I don't know when. So I'm just going to stop it and let God do it when he wants to. It took 4 years later, but it happened. November 5th, 2024, I believe that we had our prayers answered and God put Donald Trump in the White House. They tried to kill him. They tried to kill him. They tried to put him in jail. They tried to take him off the ballot. They tried to impeach him. They tried everything they could, take all his money. They couldn't do it. Why? Faith in God. God did that. He answered the prayers of his people. I like what de Tocqueville said. He said, I couldn't figure out what made America unique, what made America exceptional. He said, I checked out the Congress. I checked out the White House. I checked out the government. I went all over to the businesses. I couldn't find out what made America exceptional. He said, then I went into the churches and I saw the preachers and I saw the people in America. And that's what made America exceptional. And I believe that indeed is true. And because of that, it's time to take out the trash. By the way, churches sometimes need a backdoor revival. Amen. And people need to get right with God. It's time to take out the trash. You know, we've had youth groups where we get together with the youth group and have a big bonfire, and teenagers are all there, and they bring their rock music and throw it in the bonfire. They put the trash from the world in the bonfire, and they burn it up. And I've had God's people do that. Amen. And, you know, don't be like a dog now going back to his vomit. You ever seen a dog do that? Go back, he vomits and then licks it back up. Oh, that's gross. That's gross. Kind of reminded me, I asked Sarah what she thought of the movie at our class. That was the greatest movie. I loved that movie. Sarah said it was gross. It was gross. I mean, it was gross. The guy ate a raw fish in the movie and other stuff. It was gross. But anyway, you know, I'm just saying, don't go back to the vomit. Don't take the trash out and then eat out of the trash bags. Don't do that, you see. When you get right with God, don't go back into it again. It's time to take the trash out in America. It's time to take the trash out in the church. Time to take the trash out in your life. Don't turn away from sin on Sunday and pick it back up on Monday. No, don't make decisions on Sunday and then go back on them on Tuesday. No, stay with it. It's time to take the trash out. And I'm inviting you tonight to take out the trash by faith in the unfinished business of the Trump presidency, which was begun back in 2016. It's time to take out the trash, number one, as Jesus taught you to do by faith in God. And number two, as Jesus taught you to do by cleaning up corruption. Not only by faith in God, but by cleaning up corruption. Now, notice again, verse 20 of Mark 11, I'll read it, and 21, I'll read both those verses, and you follow. It says, "And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto them, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou curseth is withered away." By the way, you know, God says if you hold on to the tithe, he'll curse that. He'll curse that. Now, you say, "I'm not cursed. I'm blessed. I'm in Jesus Christ." Yeah, but if you hold on to the tithe, he'll curse that tithe that you're holding on to. And he'll make it wither. And he'll deal with it. And you need to know that. And so I don't want to hold on to what God said. Remember, Achan did that? He held on to the tithe by holding on to Jericho and part of the riches of Jericho. And God caused him to be chastened. You know what? I have actually prayed for God to bless those that are giving the tithes and offering. You know what the tithe is, 10% off the top, and the offering is what's over and above that. I've asked God to bless the lives and the finances of those that do that. You say, "I don't believe in give to get." Neither do I. I believe in give to get to give. And it flows through you. And God wants it to flow through you. And so the 10% is the Lord's. And don't have that cursed by God because you're holding on to something that is the Lord's. Give that up to the Lord and do that. And the Bible says it. And Jesus taught you to do it by faith. And he taught you to do it by cleaning up the corruption in your life. Now, when Donald Trump got in 2016, what did we pray for? We prayed for the dirt to come out. We prayed for the corruption to be cleaned up. But if you'll notice, instead, the corruption came back and defeated Donald Trump. I remember when Trump got in there, and I heard George Soros in his speech say, "We have nationalism, and it's arisen in the United States, but it's just a temporary phenomena. It's embodied in a man named Donald Trump, and it's arisen in the United States, but it's temporary. It will be done for in 2020. He knew then, a couple of years before it happened, that election was rigged, and that he was not going to allow, and the globalists were not going to allow Trump to get in there. And so we had prayed for God to clean up the corruption in 2016. We saw Trump get in, yet we saw in 2020, instead of him draining the swamp swallowed up Donald Trump. But you know what? We prayed for God to beat them in the 2020 election cycle, didn't we? But it didn't happen. Didn't happen. Why the delay? Why the delay? Well, I'll tell you why the delay. If Trump would have been reelected, and Brother Bob, you know this, if he would have been reelected in 2020, I don't believe the corruption would have been cleaned up under Donald Trump. Because he didn't know enough about it. Do you know Donald Trump right now listens to Alex Jones? How many knew that? He listens to it all the time now. He never listened to it back in his first term. He's listening to alternative media like Joe Rogan. And so is Elon Musk, and so are a lot of these guys. And these guys are telling you what the lamestream, legacy, mainstream, globalist, corporatist media is not telling you. Remember I used to tell you back in 2016, do not listen to those people? Do not listen to MSNBC and all these people. Do not listen to Rachel Maddow, Mad Cow. Don't listen. Don't listen to those people. Listen to the truth. And so, you know, you don't need to corrupt your mind. Jesus taught you to clean up the corruption. And so so we said that God needs to deal with the mainstream media, and now Trump is listening to alternate media, and he's much more aware, therefore, of what's going on. And he was aware before, but now much more aware. And now God has given time for Trump not only to learn by listening to alternate media, but he's learned by personal experience how deep the swamp is, how wide the swamp is, how stinky the swamp is. As they tried to take him off the ballot, impeach him twice, kill him and so twice and so forth and so on. And he's learned that. That is important. Why do you think he's been moving so fast? In the first just month and a half and then 2 months. Why? Because of that. And I'm saying that is why God let it not happen in 2020, but waited till 2024. God is hearing your prayer to clean up the corruption and to judge the systems of evil over the United States. And, you know, this is how God works. You know, a lot of people are confused about Jesus. He came and Messiah was supposed to come and set up a kingdom and rule over the world and put down evil. But it took two comings to do that. It took two comings, right? The first coming of Jesus to take care of our sin. The second coming, he's going to come back and remove evil and judge evil. And thank God he is coming again. Amen. Thank God there are two comings of Jesus. And that is what we believe in. And we're looking forward to that. And there's a parallel with Trump here getting elected in 2016 and then rejected and lied about in 2020, but then getting reelected in a second coming in 2024. And this one's going to bring judgment. Mark it down. This one is going to bring judgment, I believe. Mark it down, please, as we speak tonight about that. And I remember praying at the Trump rally back in the September or so, whenever it was, 2024, before the election. 4,000 people showed up to that rally in Wilkes-Barre. And I remember meeting with Donald Trump, and he asked me to get votes. And I appointed Deacon Bob to do it. Deacon Bob's going to the White House with his family to meet Donald Trump. But anyway, I told when we were backstage there, I met Rick Santorum. I met the senator from Pennsylvania. What's the senator from Pennsylvania? Help me out, Brother Bob. Who? Yeah, I met McCormick back there and so forth and so on, and had a blessed time, and he said he appreciated the prayer, and we just got to meet people and politicians backstage. And you know what? I was talking to a couple of these politicians that were running for office in Pennsylvania against corrupt politicians. And they're Republicans, and they're running against some demon rats that were very corrupt. And they were talking to me, and they were saying, man, and somehow I got talking to them about Jesus cursing the fig tree. Jesus cursing the fig tree. And I said, you know what? I've done that in my ministry. I said, I remember at Clark Summit, there was a business that was opposing us, and it was satanic, and it was going against us and what we were trying to do, and I felt the devil. And I said, Lord, curse that business. Curse it. And within weeks, it shriveled up and was done. There was another business that hit me and hit me hard and hit this church and hit this church hard, did terrible things. And I said, God, curse that thing. Wither it up. It's so withered up now, it's still not running. And that's been going on from 2017 to 2024. I still drive by that business. It's still dead as last year's Christmas tree. I don't know how long it's going to be dead, but it's been dead a while. I know God did that. This politician said, well, Pastor, would you pray that God would do that to these corrupt politicians that are running against us? And I said, certainly. Come over here. I'll pray with you. And I prayed. I prayed. Absolutely. I believe in these things. And I believe they're in the Word of God. And you say, well, I don't believe we should delight when people are judged. I don't believe we should delight when people are judged. Well, let's take a little short excursus from our Mark 11. And let's look what the Bible says. Because I don't care what you believe. What does the Bible say? That's what I want to hear. So go to Revelation 18 and verse number 20. And here you have the one world government that will be centered not in the UN in New York, but at that time in New Babylon over in modern day Iraq. And here you have God judging it. And the people on earth are crying and mourning. And verse 19, look what they're doing. Kind of reminds me of the demon rats, you know, right now. Kind of reminds me of the people in the mainstream media. Aren't they crying? How about the ladies on The View? What are they doing? The ladies on The View. Oh, they're weeping and wailing and gnashing their teeth, aren't they? Good. And look what it says in verse 19. And they cast dust on their head and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea. Yeah, they're made rich by taking bribes. You know, AOC went into Congress with nothing. She's now worth probably $11 million. Where did that person... Won't call her a lady. Where did that person get $11 million? It's so corrupt. And it said that great city where it made rich all that had ships in the sea. How about Hunter Biden? How about the Biden crime family? And all the wealth. How about the Clintons? And all the wealth they've accrued. Why? By selling our secrets to China. And then China had certain stipulations the Western globalists put on them, and China double-crossed them. And China has gone against them and for them, and they go back and forth. China's something else. But anyway, it says, in 1 hour, she's made desolate. But look what God's people are doing when that happens, when they're getting judged. Look at verse 20 of Revelation 18. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles, Peter, James, John, and prophets, for God hath what? Avenged you on her. That's in the Bible. That's in the Bible. And I want to say that's a proper response. Look at when globalism gets nailed. That's a proper response. And look at Revelation 19. By the way, this is New Testament. I'm not in Old Testament. I'm not in precatory praying. I'm in New Testament. Go to 19, verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and all ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, verse 6, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Then look at verse 7, my friends. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come and his wife has made herself ready. When did the marriage of the Lamb come, and when did his voice, did she made herself ready, the bride of Christ? After the harlot, after the whore, the fake church was judged. I'm just saying, that was during the day of the Lord. And Brother Bob had it right. I believe we're in a time of a mini day of the Lord. A mini day of the Lord. And it's time to take out the trash. So I'm asking you that prayed in 2016 for Trump to get in, and prayed in 2020 for God to avenge the stealing of the election, I'm asking you tonight to pray that God will use him and the new administration to take out the corruption that has been over the United States since World War II. I'm asking you to pray that in faith. I'm saying tonight, it's time to take out the trash. As Jesus taught you and I to do by faith in God, Mark 11, 14, verse 20 through 23. Mark 11, 14 and 20 through 23. And number two, as taught you to do, as Jesus taught you to do, by cleaning up corruption, Mark 11, 20 and 21. Mark 11, 20 and 21. I know the kids are taking down the points and the verses so that they can get candy. Better than candy. Rewards. Number three and the last point. As Jesus taught you to do by saying out loud what you are to trust him to do. Jesus taught you, listen to me tonight, to say out loud, publicly, what you are trusting God to do. And isn't that what I'm doing tonight? I think so. Isn't that what I've been doing? I think so. And I want to read chapter 11 now, Mark, verses 23 and 24. You follow in your copy of God's word. I will read it. It says in verse 23, Jesus, now these are the words of Jesus. He just said, have faith in God, verse 22. Then he says, for verily, or truly, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he what? Saith. That's right. Verse 24, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I remember Eric Zukowski. He's right here. Eric Slobodnik. I remember him saying to me, I love your daughter, your youngest daughter. I want to marry her. And ever since he was 10 years old, he wanted my daughter. But he was always not the one that she loved back. But he got this verse. Brother Joe, do you remember this? He got this verse and he held on to it and he didn't doubt it in his heart and he believed it. And wouldn't you know, she got into college and he was going to another college. She was going to Hiles Anderson College. She was going with a guy there. She had a couple different guys, but she was going with a guy there. And she said, I'm done with him. And before Eric went to service, she was unofficially engaged to be married to him. And she loved Eric. And God took her heart and turned her heart. And Eric claimed that promise. And I have to bring it up because I remember it was something Eric had shared with me, and I took note of it and did not forget that. Have faith in God and say it. Eric said it to some people. Say it. You say, oh, that's Eric. My wife. My wife. How many have heard my wife's testimony of how she got married? It was amazing. It was her testimony. I remember going to Florida when I was just after my first year at BBC of college, and I worked there for a summer, worked with the youth group, and met my wife, and so on and so forth. Then I just went back to school, and we were not dating, we were not going together, and I was very much involved in the things of this work and this school, and I was just into that. I was not dating after I broke up with this girl. But anyway, I was not even thinking about that, and my wife knew that this was the guy that she was to marry. She knew it. She knew it in her heart. And she had faith in God. And then she was challenged by an evangelist named Mansley Beasley, came to her church. And he preached right what I'm talking about right here. And he said, if you have faith in God based in the Word of God for something, and you're claiming that in the Word of God, he said, tell somebody about it. And my wife had kept this quiet about me getting married. I wasn't even dating her. And she told my mother-in-law, her mother. And they actually were going to a store to buy some stuff for getting married, because she was putting feet to her faith, and we weren't even dating. We weren't even writing like that. And she was buying stuff to put in, you know how they put it in a hope chest. And my mother-in-law said to the lady, why are you buying this? Are you getting married? She said, yeah, she's engaged to a preacher up north. I didn't know about it. But I tell you what, she said it, and God did it. And I'm just saying to you that God can do that. Now there's two kinds of faith. George Mueller spoke about faith. George Mueller, the great man of faith, he said, people said, you have great faith. You have the gift of faith, Mueller. Only you can do what you can do by faith. And Mueller said, no, anybody can do what I do. He said, you just have to get your will out of it. There was a day George Mueller died. Get George Mueller out of it and read the Word of God and say, God, what do you want? And read the Scripture. And he said, you can then get Scripture that God will help you to apply to the situation, and just trust the Bible. He said, pray that will come to pass because it's in the Bible, and God will do it because your will is out of it now. It's God's will. And you pray for God's will to be done according to the Word of God. And he said, don't go by your feelings. Go by what the Word of God said. And he said, you will see answers to prayer like I've seen. And he did. He saw some amazing things. But now, there is such a thing as the gift of faith. And the gift of faith is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9a. It says, to another by the same Spirit, faith. And what's faith? It's listen to me. You don't necessarily have a scripture on this, but God gives you the faith to believe it, that God's going to do this. God gives you the faith to believe it. I believe he's done that with me with this thing on Donald Trump. God gave me the faith to believe it. And I have announced that. And so I'm going to close this message tonight by saying it's time for you to take out the trash, as Jesus taught you to do, by saying out loud what you are trusting him to do. And I believe that it's time to take out the trash, and I'm believing God and not doubting that he is going to do it in the executive branch of the government of the United States. I believe he's going to take the Clintons and bring them to judgment. I believe it's going to make the Nuremberg trials look like a Sunday school picnic, and they're going to have their wealth dealt with and judged. I believe Obama is not going to have his place amongst the presidents. I believe they're going to find out all the shenanigans he's been into, and they're going to rip his presidency from him and take it away from him. I'm talking about stuff in the executive branch and people like Comey and Brennan and Clapper and all these agencies, CIA, FBI, that God's going to judge and remove these people. That's in the executive branch of the government. You know, they're already firing people and they're really angry at them. But I believe God's going to come through on this. I believe in the judicial branch, which are the judges, the federal judges, that God is fixing to get rid of a lot of federal judges. You say, Pastor, how do you think they're going to be removed? I think they're going to resign. You say, how do you think they're going to resign? I think the dirt is going to come out, and the corruption is going to come out, and they're taking bribes is going to come out, and it's going to come out, and it's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. All the way to the Supreme Court. And you will see judges, I believe, removed from the Supreme Court of the United States. And Donald Trump will be able to replace them. I believe at least two. That is in the judicial branch. How about the legislative branch? By that I mean the Congress. I'm talking about the Senate and the House of Representatives. I don't believe we've yet had a proper house cleaning. You remember Jesus went into the temple and cleansed the temple? He did it twice. I believe when the January Sixers went in, that was not an insurrection. That was like Jesus going into the temple. And we just sang and prayed, God cleansed that. God cleansed that house. And I believe that that is not completed. I believe and in praying and asking God, and I challenge you to pray and ask God with me that he would take out any corrupt politicians in the House. I've already mentioned one, AOC. Heard she wants to run for Senate. And there are others. There are others. You know, Barry Sanders used to complain against millionaires and billionaires. Now he only complains against billionaires. You know why? Because he's a millionaire. That's true. But God, take them out in the House, in the Senate, in the Congress. I believe it's going to happen. I believe we have unfinished business. It's not done. And we need to pray for that. We've already seen over $1 trillion that Elon Musk has discovered that has been corruptly stolen. Stolen! These people need to be brought to justice. They need to be imprisoned. Do you hear me? And in the mainstream media, I personally believe ABC, NBC, CNN, they're going down. I believe, listen to me and listen to me well, that you will hear a time when the mainstream media will be praising Donald Trump. Will be praising Donald Trump. I'm talking about CNN. I'm talking about ABC, NBC. It may be under new ownership. But God is looking for people to replace these corrupt senators and corrupt House people. God is looking for people to replace these corrupt judges. God is looking for journalists to replace these corrupt corporatists. Prostitutes, prostitutes. God is looking for it. Now I'm just saying it's time to take out the trash. Will you be part of it? Will you join with me to do your part through faith and prayer as Jesus taught you to do in Mark 11, 14, 20, 23, by faith, take out the trash. Number two, as Jesus taught you to do by cleaning up the corruption, first start in your own life. In your own home and church, Mark 11, 20 and 21, where he cursed the fig tree. And number three, as Jesus taught you to do by saying out loud what you're trusting him to do, as I've done tonight, Mark 11, 23 and 24. May God help us to take out the trash. Let's bow for prayer. Amen and amen. I believe there's some unfair.